This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night's tech night, we had Mark, VK5AVQ, give us a lecture on testing and safety with mains power and equipment. He explained how the testing and tagging is done and showed some of the test gear that's used. So that was a very important lecture and showed us the kind of things that are done to make sure that all the equipment is safe. So many thanks for that, Mark. It was very well presented, and we all learnt a lot. And last Friday, the F Troop was a little bit late due to the link repeater network being used by YSEN for a car rally during the day. So once the repeater network was cleared up and YSEN had concluded, the net took place, and we had about half a dozen people, I think. So thanks for those who came along, and the F-Troop net will be back on at the normal time next Friday. Now, the Northeast Radio Club Christmas dinner will be at the next meeting on Friday the 9th of December. So get to the club rooms early for a 6:30 p.m. start, and there will be the usual fare of chicken and chips and pizza, plus cool drinks and tea and coffee. And please bring along a salad or sweets to share with everyone. And you may also bring along your own favourite beverage to celebrate on the night. And we hope to have a special guest lecturer, somebody from the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And so the cost will be $10 per head at the door. Ho, ho, hope to see you all there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX, and stay safe. This has been Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Firstly, this week, we would like to send our best wishes to all those who may have been or are about to be affected by floodwaters. We cannot even begin to imagine the devastation that these events bring, along with the feeling of complete helplessness and loss. Spring seems to have abandoned us this year, and with only a couple of weeks left until summer arrives, we wonder what might be in store for us over the Christmas period. Many of us will have travel plans disrupted because many areas now have limited or no access, or because it's just best to stay away. Now for a change of subject. We now have one activity night left before we go into holiday mode for the Christmas New Year break. At this point, we have no idea what presentations we might have on the night, but, no doubt, we will come up with something worth seeing or hearing. Our 6-metre beacon is continuing to cause us grief, and Colin, VK5DK, has spent a good deal of time and effort in trying to find the fault. It now appears that the problem may be with the power supply. Please be patient if you use the beacon, as we're working on getting it back into service. Last Sunday's broadcast was plagued with interference as well, and now our hard-working repeater crew is busy troubleshooting and analysing in an attempt to find the culprit for that. The life of a repeater guru is never a dull one, that's for sure. With all the drama that's occurring over the ACMA's proposed changes to our licensing arrangements, is your station compliant? If an RI knocked on your front door at 9 o'clock this morning, is your EME compliance information up to date and correct? Have you even done the paperwork to show that all of your antennas are legal in terms of RF emissions? If the answer is no, then perhaps you should start Googling in order to find out how to fix that problem. A good place to start is the Wireless Institute of Australia members page under Technical Information. This brings up the Amateur Radio and Electromagnetic Radiation Issues page, which contains all the information and references needed to get you started. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. Here is the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 27th of November 2022. The AGM will be on the 16th of February, and we need nominations for at least the positions of President and Vice President urgently. Barry has decided it's time for him to stand down from the committee, and I've been president for 6 years. I had to amend the constitution to allow me to stand for the past 3 years. I'm prepared to stand for vice president if no one else wants the position, just to help with any transition to a new committee. I will send out nomination forms via mass emails again soon. If you did not get them, send me an email and ask for one. philstore@adam.com.au. Your 2023 subs are due on the 1st of January. Subs are $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members. There will be a late fee of $5 if paid after the 30th of March 2023. The March 2023 general meeting will be a members buy and sell, so rummage through your stuff you have not used for a long time and see what you can pass on to other members. AHA's traditional annual luncheon at the Belair Hotel is today, Sunday the 27th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be a very reasonable $35 per person, and you'll have a choice of four mains and two desserts. Self-service tea and coffee will be provided. If you have not booked and wish to attend, please contact the Belair Hotel on 8278 8777. I'll repeat that, 8278 8777. We're negotiating with the Marion RSL to hold our annual picnic on the 15th of January. More details next week when the RSL gets back to us. I've confirmed the RSL lunches for December, and they'll be on the 9th and the 23rd of December. As a courtesy to the RSL, please book with me before that date. philstore@adam.com.au. Remember, AHARS does not have general meetings in December and January each year. I've been monitoring the local repeaters, and there's very little activity on them. Now AHARS is in recess, how about turning on your 2-meter rigs and giving a few calls? You never know who may come back to you, and it helps us keep these running. We may be in danger of losing these frequencies if we do not use them more. I'm working on an updated calendar, and we'll send this out via mass email and send it to Paul to put on the website. It will be version 5. And early best wishes for Christmas 2022 and for the new year 2023.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.